Conti is the Australian author of 5 bestsellers, including last summer's The Husband's Secret, which has sold over 1 million copies in the United States alone. Leanne began her career in advertising and marketing. After that, she worked as a freelance advertising copywriter, writing everything from websites and TV commercials to the back of brand boxes. She also wrote short stories and many first chapters of novels that didn't go any further. But luckily for her devoted fans, all that has changed. Today we'll speak with Leanne about her new title, Big Little Lies. Welcome, Leanne. It's wonderful to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you so much.
Big Little Lies focuses on 3 moms whose kids attend the same kindergarten. Can you introduce us to Madeline, Celeste, and Jane?
Sure. So Madeline, I'll start with Madeline, probably because she's my favorite. She was a lot of fun to write. She's one of those women who is always outraged over something. So, and she's a fiercely loyal friend, but she's always involved in some sort of conflict with somebody or something. And she's very good friends with Celeste, who's one of those impossibly beautiful women. So she's the sort that when she walks into the schoolyard or the other school dance, trip over the kids' bags as they take a second look at her. And from the outside, it appears that she's leading a perfect life. But of course, that doesn't make very interesting reading. So she's not, so she's got some secrets of her own. And the final character, who's new to this little seaside town where the book is set, called the Piriwee Peninsula, she moves into the area with her little boy, and she's a single mum, and her name's Jane, and she's a very shy, reserved person with secrets of her own. So then the 3 of them become good friends, and it all starts from there.
So the parents at this school are like the PTA on steroids. I'm guessing you might have small children?
Yes, I became a school mum for the first time myself last year, when I've got a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. So I have only just recently become part of this this world of the school parent. So it's fascinating to me. It's like becoming part of a small village. And as somebody else said, it's almost like returning to high school too. So it's all the cool groups and the not so cool groups, and except that these days we all pretend we don't care if we're not part of the cool group.
Right. I'm hoping your children's school is not anything like the one described in Big Little Lies.
It's absolutely nothing like, nothing like, it really isn't. And in fact, everybody, as I said in the acknowledgements, the parents are disappointingly well behaved. They genuinely are really lovely people. But I think becoming a school mum showed me the potential, and the schoolyard to me just has so much potential for conflict and drama.
Right. Your children are young, yet you really nailed the tension, angst, and aggravation of mother versus teenage daughter. How did you get it so right?
Oh, that's good to hear. I have got friends with teenage daughters, so I'm sure I hope I'm not stealing too much of their lives. I'm sure I'm taking that in as I listen to them. But apart from that, it's imagining. Although, to be honest, my little girl, she's only 4, but she sure sounds like a teenager sometimes. So it's not that hard to imagine what it's going to be like with her. I'm sure from friends I've picked up all the new worries over Facebook and that sort of thing. So I have no experience of all that. That's ahead of me.
Right. Your story breezes along with entertaining characters and dialogue, yet it tackles 2 very tough issues. What led you to spotlight domestic violence and bullying?
I never set out to... I'm not a planner of my book, so I knew I had... I started with the premise of a school trivia night that goes terribly wrong, and then I had to go back in time to work out what series of events led to that night. So I never set out to say, okay, I'm going to write about those 2 particular issues. It just somehow seemed to evolve.
Let's talk about story structure for a moment. You interject sort of gossipy quotes from lesser characters. What brought you to use this innovative technique?
Thank you. It came about by accident, actually, because originally I'd planned to write the whole book as if it was being told by the three main characters to somebody else. So one of those story within a story, as if a journalist was writing the story of what had happened. But then I felt that I was too removed from the characters doing it that way. But because I had sort of enjoyed I'd enjoyed it, writing it in that way. So that's when I then came up the idea of having lots of the other little characters interspersed throughout. So, and then it was a lot of fun writing it. I enjoyed that.
It was a lot of fun reading it, too. Your last book, The Husband's Secret, was such a phenomenon. How did that impact the writing process of this book? Did it add additional pressure?
It didn't, because I always find it really hard to remember the process of writing my books, but I think I must have been well into it by the time The Husband's Secret came out. So, and once I'm into a story, then I'm just enjoying writing it, so I want to see what happens. So I really didn't think too much about the success of The Husband's Secret. So I'm more concerned about how that will affect the next one, because I haven't as yet really got any ideas for that. But I'm hoping, again, once I get going, I'll be okay and I can put that aside. But, yeah, certainly it brings pressure. But I guess that the other thing is that it wasn't like it was my debut novel, so I think that's when when authors find they struggle with their next novel if they had a huge success. So it's nice not to be an overnight success. You know, this is my sixth novel, so I know I can write another one.
Right. You come from a writing family. Tell us about your sisters.
So I'm the eldest of six children, and three of us are published writers. So even though I'm the eldest, I wasn't first. It was actually my next sister down. She was the first one. So we both wanted to be writers when we were little. But then as I grew up, I sort of lost confidence in myself as a writer. And I ended up going into advertising and marketing, and I was actually a freelance advertising copywriter. On the day that I got the call from my sister to say that her first novel had been accepted. And so, although I was thrilled for her, I was also very, very envious. So it was thanks to her that, I probably began writing that very day, that I finally finished writing my first novel, which was Three Wishes. And then our youngest sister, many years later, she also wrote her first novel.
You also write a series for children. Fill us in on that.
I do. I don't talk about that as much because they haven't done as well. And in fact, the third in that series ended on a cliffhanger. So I do sometimes get emails from little girls saying, it appears like that the main character's in grave danger. Is there going to be a new book? Is she going to stay in grave danger? And I have to say, I'm sorry. The books didn't sell that well. She has to stay. You don't sort of... virtually hanging from that, dangling from that cliff forever. I had a lot of fun writing that series, so I was sad that they haven't done as well as the adult books.
So I know you said you haven't started writing yet, but are the ideas for the new novel formulating in your mind?
Well, I've been joking a lot, saying that I think I should set my next book on a tropical island, and that I need to do a lot of research to get my setting exactly right. But it's funny, since I've been making this joke so often that it's actually started to sort of stick in my mind, thinking this could actually work as a setting for a new novel. So, because it would give that, in the same way that the schoolyard in Big Little Lies is, a confined environment, so would a tropical island. So why not? But that's really as far as I've got.
All right. Well, any final thoughts about Big Little Lies?
No, just I hope that readers enjoy it, and so far they are saying all the things that I hope they'd say, so it's a great pleasure to hear from them.
All right. Well, Leanne, I really enjoyed reading your book, and I want to thank you so much for joining us today.
It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.